Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. This is The Woods,
grrr,
the show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof, grrr.
It is Thursday evening in Melbourne, and welcome to The Woods. This is Australia's only late-night bear community radio show. I'm Bear Curious Dean, and joining me this evening in The Woods is Big Bear Mark. How you doing, Mark?
I'm good, Dean, yes. Big PAX studio tonight, so lots happening.
A bit exciting. Also in the studio is Just James. Welcome back from New Zealand, James.
Hey there, how you doing?
Did you have a good time in New Zealand?
I had a great time.
Welcome
family
back.
Time. Missed you guys, though.
We missed you.
I enjoyed the show, though. It was fun.
Good. Look, tonight's a fun show. Tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight we're going to be planning a bear night out.
A bear night out?
What do you want to do on your bear night out?
Oh, look, there's a lot of things to do. Look, this, I have to say, this coming month and November and December has got so many events happening, it's not funny.
I can barely believe it. There's so much happening in the next couple of months.
You can barely believe it.
So get your diaries ready. Get your little black book open. We're going to give some ideas of things you can do in October, November and December.
That's
in,
right.
In Melbourne. So if you've got any ideas about what you would like to do on a night out, let us know. Share your thoughts with us.
Yeah.
Do you like to get a takeaway? A bit of Uber Eats?
A bit of Netflix and chill?
Netflix and chill? Or do you like to get out there and party? Get down to your underwear. And let us know on
0427 Joy 949 is the SMS, or the email is onair@joy.org.au.
I'm facing the other way this evening.
Yeah, you
behind
are.
My head. That's why I need to practice my numbers.
Exactly.
Joy 949. Now, helping us to plan our big night out, we've got a couple of guests.
We do have a couple of guests tonight. We're going to be talking about a few things. First thing we're going to be talking about tonight is something's happening on Saturday, which is, of course, the Northside Bazaar.
Absolutely.
So, and just walking into the studio right now, we've got the lovely Brett Lashen from The Laird, and we've also got the boys from Vic Bears in the studio. We've got Nigel, who is the vice president, and we've also got Cam, Disney Princess Smith.
Princey Disney, that's it.
Princey Disney. That's more like it, isn't it? And we'll be talking a bit later about all the events that Vic Bears will be coming up with in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Now, but before we get into the frivolity and the bear night out planning, I need to get a little bit serious for a moment.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Just a little bit serious. I should get this off my chest. I think it'd be remiss for us not to note some of the outrageous and hurtful things that have been said on social media and in America this week.
The Trump debate and the Clinton debate.
Well, yeah, there is that, but I think those sort of debates and those races do bring out the best and the worst in people. And
yes.
You can see sort of some power dynamics and some shadowy sort of behaviours.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about RuPaul.
Yeah.
RuPaul's All-Stars.
Oh, my God.
And the return of Rolaska Tox. Can we talk, boys? Can we talk?
Well, look, I'll just give a little bit of a warning. We are going to be doing spoilers right now, so if you haven't watched the last episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, maybe tune out for like 5 minutes because we're going to spill the tea right now.
We are.
And I have to admit, up until this point, I was totally Team Alaska.
So can we just unpack the top five?
Yep.
The top five were Alaska.
Yes.
We like Alaska.
Well, yes.
Detox.
Roxy
Andrews.
Why, I don't know, but yes.
Katya.
Perfect.
And yes. Alyssa Edwards.
I love Alyssa.
Forever and always, yes. Alyssa Edwards. So top five. So this week...
Oh, we've got a
stand Alyssa.
Cam, really?
Yes.
Who turned his microphone on?
Oh, I don't know. Let's turn that off.
So Cam, what was that? You like Alyssa? You don't like Alyssa?
I can't stand her.
Oh, controversial.
She's, since season five, she's completely changed.
She's changed for the better, though. I think she's become more polished.
No, I think her attitude towards towards drag, she's become very cocky and I think she changed completely. And
I thought the episode with her sister, which was this week,
yes,
I thought her and her sister had a lovely relationship, and it was really nice.
And it was, I said, I actually had to get the tissues out because of the actual family situation that was going on at that point. But I just think that she's changed, and it's just not enjoyable.
So of course this week we had Kutcher, and we had Detox.
Detox in the top two,
lip syncing for their legacy, and they get to choose who goes home.
And the funny thing was that all of the bottom three, all of the others were in the bottom three.
That's
so they
got
to choose whoever they wanted. So, I mean, let's face it. I mean, not many people think Roxy should be there anymore.
No.
I am one of them. Yes.
Yes,
I
and
agree.
I'm there
I actually
too.
Agree with that.
And then there was the bit of a shock that Alaska didn't get into the top two.
That was a shock.
Now, what precipitated after that in the workroom, or between them coming off stage and going back on stage,
she wasn't happy.
She melted down.
She had a meltdown. Makes for great television, though, can I say?
Oh, and
I like a bit of drama.
But I think this is a bit of a setup by the producers. Mm-hmm.
Do you smell a rat?
I smell a rat, and I think they're going to disqualify her next week. Because she came out and she basically tried to bribe the other contestants by saying, I will put $10,000 via PayPal in your account if you let me go through to the top four.
That's not cash for comment, but that's like buying votes.
That's buying votes.
Ooh,
and I don't
crooked
think...
Crooked Alaska.
There's no game show I know that actually allows that. That is against the rules. So I've got a feeling that we're getting set up for a big disqualification next week.
And of course, when Detox revealed that she'd chosen Alyssa Edwards to go home, Rue's face said it all, didn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was surprised.
Well, it's Alaska talks. It really is. They are choosing their
It's RuPaul's best friends race, I'm telling you.
Yes. It really is, but at the same time, Rue gave them the opportunity to be able to vote out whoever they wanted.
This is exactly
he
true.
He gave them the chance to be able to play the game this exact way.
So I had to exercise my democratic right. I went immediately to Twitter.
As you do.
As you do. And I'd say, up until last week, I was kind of in the Team Alaska camp.
Yeah.
But after this week, I put my vote, and I used my vote for Team Kutcher.
The meltdown was disgraceful. It was. I had so much appreciation of what Alaska was doing and the craftsmanship and the entertainment value she gave us.
Mm-hmm.
To melt down like that and to bribe people to try and get into the top four was, I think, disgraceful.
I'm actually putting my vote towards Team Detox.
Ooh, controversial. I think you're very alone in that. But anyway.
we've had some messages in already. We have a message from Dan. Now, Dan's agreeing with Alyssa should have won.
No.
I don't know
if she should have won.
No.
Cardi has definitely got my vote over Alyssa, I'd say. And Andy has also said, how dare you guys? Alaska totally deserves to win.
Oh, hi.
Andy's obviously a very hard and fast Alaska supporter.
Look, Alaska has performed well all season, I got to say.
She has.
She's match ready. She's doing well.
Oh, look, Alaska is definitely a professional.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I can't support her after that meltdown.
No.
I just can't do it.
I think it was completely a... There's another reason why she had to be in that top four. And I don't know if she's getting endorsements from somewhere, but there's definitely something happening in that regard.
Can I put my vote in?
Yes.
I've got absolutely no idea what you're talking about. I'm sitting here like, if only people could see your faces, like so animated and lit up, and I'm sitting here thinking, what the hell are they on about?
Look, it's all about the big issues on the woods, James, you know that.
That's right. I mean, I don't know, as I said, I don't know what it is with bears and drag queens, Bedell, who we have sitting in the studio, but I think most of us are very glued to this season. It's been very controversial.
And I think actually tonight is the night that in the US, in the States, they are playing the final episode.
The grand final.
So they are crowning the All-Star 2
So
winner.
By this time tomorrow, we should all know who has won.
I need to try and find somewhere to find it, because it's been too difficult finding it elsewhere.
I'll let you know after the show.
Thank you.
Anyway, we're on the woods, and tonight we're going to focus on planning our bear day out. Bear day, bear night?
Bear days
bear day
nights.
And night. It's going to be a big social agenda coming up in October, November and December. We'll be back chatting with Brett from The Laird about the Northside Bazaar. You're on the woods on Joy 94.9. If I was a bear, I would take you on a picnic. Look at my basket, you can see I got a big dick. When I kiss on you, you would get so dizzy. Check me out, boo-boo.
Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9. She wants to be
a bear. Oh, thanks, Margaret. Margaret wants to be a bear.
Yes, she does.
She likes the woods.
I love Margaret.
I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Mark and with James. And we're chatting about, well, we're going to plan a bear day out, a bear night out.
Just quickly, though, I just want to say we played ABBA.
ABBA.
That's me. Because it's the 40th, almost the 40th anniversary of Arrival.
That's right.
Being released.
It was released in Sweden in October 1976.
I know, and I remember it.
I waited
with bated breath for that album to come out in Australia, and I was at the local record store with my little few dollars buying it as soon as it came out.
And of course, a friend of ours, Steve, was in Sweden recently.
Yes.
And he went to the ABBA Museum. He got to ride in the helicopter.
I know, lucky him.
I know.
I'm jealous.
Did you have ABBA socks? You had ABBA socks, didn't you?
I had an ABBA t-shirt and socks and all the ABBA cards. I did. All of them.
All of the cards?
Yes.
All four?
But I've got the ABBA dinner trays. It was here. The whole show was here and I got the ABBA dinner trays and they're in my kitchen.
Oh, I'll be visiting you to pinch them.
somewhere we might find, in terms of bric-brac and dinner trays and things.
Well, that's it.
The Northside Bazaar.
Which is happening this Saturday. Obviously, last year was the first year that we closed off Henry Street.
Closed it off? No entrance. No way in, no way out.
Well, there was a way in.
You just couldn't bring your car down.
But you couldn't bring your car down there. Oh. And we also had the Masonic Lodge. And this year is going to be just as big or not bigger. And we have in the studio, of course, Brett Lashen, who is the...
One of the owners. The owner's proprietor.
Co-owner.
The proprietor. Hotelier, licensee.
Hello. Yeah. Welcome back to Joy.
Thank you. Great to be back.
How many times
four
have
days
this week
later.
Have you been on?
Yeah. I was on Well on Monday night, so with Tex and Cal. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So Northside Bazaar. So tell us a little bit about it. It started, in 2011?
2011, yes. So last year was our fifth year. Mm-hmm. Am I doing my sums right? I'm brain dead at the moment. Last year, as you mentioned, so we did expand last year. It just got too big for the pub as it was. It was just too big. We couldn't fit any more people in, so we couldn't make any more money for the charities, for Joy and David Williams Fund. So it was like, well, let's go bigger. And it freaked the hell out of us, but we did it.
Let's take over Abbotsford.
Yeah. And after last year's one, we said, that was huge, that was great, let's not do it again, because we went mental. And
you've done
48 hours until the next one. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep. Now, one thing that I like about the Northside Bazaar, not only do you close off the streets and you get to go into the other buildings, but you let the ladies in.
Yes.
Let the ladies into the land.
We let all genders in.
All genders.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, gender non-specific.
Yeah.
But you've got, obviously, a lot of spaces, again, fairly much like last year. Mm. One of the things that a lot of people love is the Trash and Treasure, which is usually, is it in the Singapore room this year?
Yeah, Leather and Treasure it is.
Leather and Treasure.
The three big components that have carried on through the years are the auction house at the Masonic Hall, the marketplace in Henry Street, and then Leather and Treasure inside the pool room. And that's run by Vic Leather and Mad Dog and Amy this year.
Oh, excellent.
Yep, so they're great, and they're great. They're so awesome and passionate about their leather, so it's good to have them on board. And, so Leather and Treasure is just a great one where a lot of people donate pre-loved leather, fetish gear, no insertables, of course.
Yes.
Just other trash and treasure stuff. We've got amazing collections of lots of issues of things like Drummer magazine, Honcho, heaps of, all these 80s, 90s gay magazines
Texas rated this collection.
Actually, somebody else. I think we've already done Texas collection.
Yeah.
But these are great ones because they're actually becoming collector's items now, especially Drummer, which is a leather magazine that was around in the 80s, 90s.
Wow.
So if people are looking to fill in the gaps in their collections, we've got quite a few issues. Advocate things, all these old calendars and stuff from Cult, Advocate, Titan,
sort
of stuff.
So I guess if someone is thinking about the leather and fetish gear, if someone's sort of not sure about going and investing in a new kit, they could come along
This is the perfect one for it, hopefully there'll be something that would fit them. And there's army gear, and then there's, wristbands and all that sort of stuff. Uh-huh. So leather, sort of smaller leather items, but... If you need something that's going to get you into one of the dress code leather events at Laird, there'll be something there and ladies' leather as well. So,
And I will warn you because I actually ran the store with Andrew Lovett last year, and you want to get in the good stuff does go early. Yep. So what time does it start?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So yep. I would recommend you lining up at 1 o'clock to get in if you are interested in getting the good leather.
Lining up patiently.
Patiently and, yes, and with and very civilly and be nice.
Yep.
And is it a gold coin donation in your little held in your hot little hand to get in?
Yeah.
To get in.
Yeah. So there's two entrances. You can get in from Gipps Street End or from up through Henry Street End. Mm-hmm. So north and south entrances, and you can just kind of like carnival, chuck some coins in the bucket or and notes cool if you want.
You can catch the train there. You can get off at is it
Collingwood train station? Bus tram? Yep.
Yeah. Collingwood. Yeah.
Yep. And the 246 as well up from St Kilda.
The routes. Yep. But listen to you.
Yeah.
And also the main stage this year we've got the auction Sonic house, Hall is the auction house.
Yep.
Again, three sets of auctions.
Yep. With preceded by performances as well. So we've got Eagle Leather, Marquis de Sade, and another performance as well. Yep.
Fantastic. I was actually listening to Hide and Seek last night, and they were talking about a couple of performances. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. They might have been talking about the lead stage ones, maybe.
Yes,
so we've got the all new lead stage, which has come about this year because we thought we'd need somewhere for a bit more risque, maybe, things to go on, and the lead is perfect for that. So sort of gen pop out on the street in the hall, and then come on into the lead if you.
So the lead is a bit more advanced.
No, yeah, nothing. Yeah. Like, there's no. There might be nudity on stage, but no nudity in the crowd or anything like that. But it's just, just a bit more risque stuff than on the auction house thing. So because it's a chance to spice things up a bit. Yeah,
very good.
We've said that it's gender diverse, but is it for the 18 and overs?
18 and over, yeah. It's an 18 plus event.
So don't bring the kids.
Nope.
Don't bring the dog.
No.
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 Bring your mum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have to...
My mum's coming, so, yeah.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, she's been the last few years, yeah. She loves
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she gets to talk to all our friends while we're running around working and find out the goss on us, that sort of thing, yeah.
I have to admit, I am a little excited this year because I get to test out my auctioneering skills for the first time. I'm doing the third set, which is from about 6 to 6.15, I believe it starts.
So we all done?
Well, there's four blocks, actually.
There's four.
So you'll be in the... Oh. That's block D.
That's block D.
A, B, C, and D, yeah. So block D would be the last one, yeah.
D for there you go. Dynamite.
Yep.
The dynamite block.
Exactly. So I want everyone to bring their money because I want to raise lots of money for Joy and the David Williams Fund, of course.
So just so I can plan my day, I'm getting there, I'm catching the train, getting off the train, got my gold coin in my hand, I get through the door
just
about
the
1:05. I've got a couple of gold coins
gold
in my
coins.
Hand.
Yeah.
One in each hand, maybe.
Yeah.
A couple in each hand. I put it into the bucket. That's 1 o'clock. What time can I tell Mum that I'll be home? How late does it go?
Well, we kick off afterwards for everybody. Everyone's invited, gender inclusive afterwards at the Laird till 3 a.m. So
don't wait up, Mum.
And then there's Club 80 or Wet after that, or the Peel. So, yeah. Your choice.
So many choices.
Back home for Sunday roast, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, of course, Joy's going to have a presence down there this year. They're doing the...
Massive presence, yep.
As they always do. And they'll be running the barbecue, as they usually do.
Yep.
And so get down there. I believe Midday Mike Evans, is going to be on the barbecue cooking the snags.
Ah, so a joyful sausage from Mike.
Yes. So get down there and have a snag with Mike. And
there's also the Joy Marquee as well, which is in the middle of the street down the end.
Yes.
And that's where right next to that is where you can cloak and the ID wristbands as well, which is run by Dykes on Bikes. This year, which is awesome.
Fantastic.
So we've told them no burnouts out in the street. So,
Killjoy.
No burnouts, tits out maybe, but
cool.
But the marquee of Joy, I like the saying that.
Yeah. And so now, just so people are straight.
They don't have to be.
They don't have to be, but they can. There's no discrimination here.
It's diverse.
But is there there's no dress code or anything, but if people want to maybe get some leathers on, is there any restrictions?
No, okay. This is one that came up, the mooning thing recently about event mooning, and we had people going, oh my God, and all so bizarre. Can I? What can I? All this is like, that has nothing to do with it. That's about, flashing your brown eye at people. So this is what most people are asking about is, can I wear chaps?
Yeah.
And absolutely, you can wear chaps with a jock strap, of course, so you cover the front. It's about covering your genitalia.
Okay. So the button.
You can walk down, men or women or anyone can walk down with chaps on. Absolutely.
Good
and,
to know.
And the Laird might be a bit more, more shirts offy sort of thing like that, but still no nudity at the Laird. So
very good.
So Saturday, October the 15th, from 1 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Well, seven for the main event, and then afterwards at the Laird,
And all are welcome.
Yep.
Exactly.
Sounds great.
It's going to be a great day.
And make sure you get your ID wristband as well from the Dykes on Bikes so you can get drinks. Even though it's an 18 plus event, liquor licensing said you have to have a wristband to be able to then go to the bars and get a drink. So they're free. You just get the Dykes to give you a wristy and
Okay. Ding, ding, exactly.
Risty, please.
Yeah. Hello, Miss
Knight. I've been wanting to say that one for a while.
Yeah. Say please.
Please.
Please and thank yous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've got to be polite about these things.
Exactly. So you are listening to The Woods, and we are planning a bear day out and a bear night out. We're going to be back after this track by Kate Underwood. I like this song, actually.
Oh, this is a good...
This is beautiful.
Just before we go to this, I do have to give you a little story. I actually met Kate Underwood once.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Where?
It was in Sydney. Oh. It was in a back alley behind Kinsella's, and she may have been peeing in the gutter.
Oh, classy.
She's classy. It was, and she jumped up and she said, and I was with my partner at the time, and she said, "Hello, boys," and walked off. Oh. I thought that was delightful.
Yeah, classy.
So we'll be exploring some more beautiful things to do on a bear day out or a bear night out on The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make
it to the middle. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here, too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make it to the middle
of this tightrope. You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Big Bear Mark and with Just James, and we're planning a day out and a night out. In fact, we're planning months ahead.
And weekends and...
Weekends.
Whole lots of things.
So much planning to do.
Exactly.
So helping us with our planning...
is the lovely gentleman from Vic Bears. We've got Nigel, who's the Vice President.
Good evening.
And Cam... Disney Princess Smith.
Yeah.
Who's a committee member, of course.
And RuPaul aficionado, apparently.
Exactly.
Yes, please. Hello, Bear Delwood.
So, look, just before we get to the Vic Bears guys, just want to say there's a couple of other things coming up at the Laird that we didn't talk to Brett about because we didn't get time because we were talking about Northside Bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
36th birthday is coming up, the hoedown.
Yes, it is.
When's that?
That is Saturday, 29th of October.
29th of October. Yeah. So, congratulations for 36. Oh, I know you haven't been there 36 years.
We've been here nine of them. Yeah,
nine of them.
Wow. Yep.
So, that's a big achievement. So, 36 years of the Laird, which is fantastic.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah. And what was the other one we were going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the Globe Awards.
Oh, we were too.
Oh, stop it. No.
Brett and Mark have been nominated.
Multi nominated, I have to say.
That's two, yeah.
Two.
Yep.
So, what have you been nominated for, Brett?
The ANZ Business Excellence Award.
Yay.
Which is awesome. That's amazing. When I saw the nomination for it, I was like, wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, and when I told Mum, she said, book me a ticket. So, Mum's coming along.
Very good.
And also the People's Choice, MCV People's Choice for both Mark and myself.
Oh, fantastic.
Which we got told the other day we're in the top four now, so out of 10. So,
congratulations.
Some other great nominations in there.
Of course, the big night is Friday the 21st of October.
It is Friday next week, yes. It's beautiful there. We went last year and that hall is amazing.
The tickets have sold out. Yeah.
You get to the top up where the couches and beds and mattresses are at Meyer.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, mattress department. Then you walk through these little entry and you're like, my God, this is the most stunning building. It's amazing.
So, if you need a bit of a lie down halfway through the proceedings, just tuck out.
Yeah, the security.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They're not Meyer security, no.
And I have to say, I'm not surprised because the amount of work that you guys do for the community in the leather community, the bear community, and men in Melbourne in general is just amazing. So congratulations.
Thank you. Cheers. It's all about making money.
I know, at the end of the day, but... But look, one thing that does happen at the Laird is Vic Bears events. So let's talk to the boys.
Yeah.
So what's coming up, gentlemen?
We have got a extremely full 3 months coming up for us.
And it all kicks off this Saturday. No, not this Saturday.
Yes, it does. Oh, with Northside Bazaar.
Oh, of course, Northside Bazaar.
You'll be there.
We will be having a stall there.
So what's going to be at the stall?
Lots of little treasures and troves.
Oh, good.
Surprises.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be good. And one of the biggest things we can actually do is you can buy all your tickets for the next 3 months as well at the actual Northside Bazaar. So if you are looking at getting those tickets and haven't yet purchased things for the upcoming events we'll talk about, that is a chance you can do all at once.
And there'll be no talking about RuPaul on the day.
Oh, look. There'll be a lot of RuPaul talk, I can assure you that, especially because the winner is crowned tomorrow night.
Yes, exactly.
So I've got that in my diary, got the Northside Bazaar in my diary. What's next? I'll flick my page.
Yes.
What's next? Is it the Games Day, maybe?
Yes. Well, we've got a couple of little things before that. We've got the Aqua Bear. We always do that once a month. Yeah. That's on the Sunday.
Okay.
Be interesting to see.
Fatty Splash, eh?
Yes.
So Sunday the 16th of October.
I have been. It is a great day out, and I love it. And I will definitely try and get along this time as well.
Oh, it keeps us all fit, and then yes. We all gather for lunch afterwards and undo all that fitness.
Exactly.
But it's about social, and that's the thing. Like, we are a social club, and it's getting everyone together and having a bit of fun. And if we can do that, hey, tick the box.
And then
we do come into next weekend. It's a big one. We've got a lot of things happening next weekend, starting off with the Games Day.
So
our initial Games Day, which is going to be a big change because we have a games night, but obviously time restraints, you can't actually have a lot of the longer games. But with the Games Day at the Hares and Hyenas, it will actually allow people to have a longer game session, so to speak.
Oh, so it's an extended play.
Yes.
Nice. Yes, because, Freezer just gets into the groove and then we have to pack up and then it's like, but this will let them play all day, so expect some bigger games. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, yeah, high hares and hyenas. Yep. It's usually a good day.
From 11 o'clock, so that's 6 hours worth of games.
Mm. On Saturday the 22nd of October.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's in between voting and the council elections for most people.
Oh, have I got to vote?
Oh, mine's
You get a sausage, though, if you do that.
Yeah.
Yep. And the other things on that day, at the Laird that night, which is usually our dinner night, is actually the Thick and Juicy Party. And for the Vic Bears members, you can get a $5 discount if you want to go along to the party, which a lot of us will be. There is a promo code for that, and if you email... am I allowed to say the email on there?
Yes, definitely.
Yep. Let's do it.
So that's vicepresident@vicbears.org.au for the promo code, and that's for Vic Bears members only.
So please, sir, can I have a Thick and Juicy code?
Are you a Vic Bears member?
I am.
You are?
I'll send you an email.
Yeah, Dean is.
I'll send you an email.
Certainly.
There you go.
Certainly.
So that's on the evening of Saturday the 22nd of October.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. And we're also doing something a little bit different. We're also meeting at the Commercial Hotel at Yarraville for $5 Palmers at 7 o'clock.
Oh, Bears go west.
Yes. I know. I'm a Westie, and yeah. I think this is great. I love, no disrespect, Brett, because I love the Laird, obviously. But look, once in a while, let's get out to the West. The Commercial down at Yarraville.
That's exactly right.
It's a very different venue, and it'll be.
They do great meals there.
Do they? I've never been for a meal there. This will be the first time I've gone for a meal there.
So we'll do the $5 Palmers at 7 o'clock. Then at 8:30, we'll do our membership draw, and then those that want to go on to Thick and Juicy, we'll go on to Collingwood to the Laird and have a great night there.
Or
there's drag night. There's drag shows.
That's something new for Bears. We don't usually have a drag night because they don't allow that at the Laird. But yes, the Commercial Hotel is very well known for their drag nights.
We actually went out a couple of weeks ago. It was great.
Yeah?
Absolutely amazing night. I was loving the fact that there was a Minnie Mouse come out the first act, and I was hooked. I was in heaven.
Disney princess, I'm not surprised.
Speaking of drag, we have had a message in from Maxie. Maxie's saying, hi, Bedell. I don't know who this Bedell is.
Hi, Maxie.
I do know exactly who Bedell is.
Oh, I think we all know who Bedell is.
Bedell.
Hi, Maxie.
Thanks for that, Maxie. So that's Saturday the 22nd. What are we doing after that?
We're resting on the Sunday.
We're going to have
and on the seventh day of the bear rest.
I was going to say, you're a bit like God. You rested on the seventh day, right? Yes.
Well, the next weekend, we've got our Grampians weekend.
You've got to be kidding me. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
this will be the final weekend away after 20 years.
Mm. It's a bit of an end of an era, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is.
It is. It's definitely something that we have... got a lot of photos and memories. A lot of Bears have got memories of their Grampians trips.
Oh,
and
yes.
It is going to be sad to see it go. But, hey, we are moving along with the times, and we've got many other events that we are planning ahead for the coming years. And this, we wanted to have something new and fresh, and that's what the feedback we got from members was, something new and fresh.
Uh-huh.
And we just didn't have the calendar space, so something had to...
Well, we've got
something
you, Cam. You're new and fresh.
I am young and fresh and beautiful face.
I said nothing about young.
Oh, damn it.
So this is the final Grampians event.
Yes.
Ever.
Yep. So
well, ever.
Ever's a big word.
Ever.
Well, we didn't. In the bar the other night at the Laird, we did have someone ask,
hopefully there'll be something else in the future where you go away. Maybe not that weekend because it clashes with a lot of things, but yeah, hopefully there'll be something where you still get rural and...
Talking about that, we'll be talking about that in the next
bit. Absolutely, we're going to do some bear planning for November. So stay tuned, you're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
I completely missed the cue.
You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Big Bear Mark and Just James. We're chatting. We're planning our social calendar, our Big Bear Day out and Bear Nights out.
That's right. And we've gone through quite a bit.
October's sorted.
What about November? Well, not even November. It's December. Well, November.
We've got November as well.
Oh,
we're going rural. Rural and regional. Yes.
We are going rural.
Rural. Rural.
As a certain committee member says, we do rural.
So where are we going, Nigel, Mr. Vice President of Vic Bears? Tell
We're
me.
Going to Shepparton.
We're going to Shepparton.
To Shep.
Up the highway to Shep.
Part of the Out in the Open Festival. So we'll be changing our Lazy Sunday lunch to Lazy Saturday lunch at the Aussie Hotel on Saturday the 5th.
So listen carefully, Bears. It was Lazy Sunday lunch on a Saturday in Shepparton.
Yes, and it was very successful last year. We've got a lot of country boys there.
And can I say, like, in Shepparton, the scene they have up there, from everything I hear, is amazing. I haven't been up there for years since I went to the Ardmona factory and bought cans of peaches and stuff.
Peaches and pears.
But what Damien Stevens, who does a lot of the pride stuff up there, it's amazing what he does up there and the way he introduces regular everyday farm folk and everything to the queer stuff and all that is amazing. So if they're listening up in Shep, hey, good on you.
Isn't that where RuPaul lives? I heard that RuPaul's up
there. I'm taking away.
She's been buried. She's been dead for a while, but she's been buried up there under a peach tree. Yeah.
Look, I've never been to Shepherd, so I'm looking forward to this. I want to get. What weekend is that again?
That's the first weekend. That's Saturday the 5th of the 11th. But the actual festival goes, I think, from the 3rd.
That's cool. It's a cup day. It's the 1st of November this year, I think.
Yes, all right. So correct. It's the week after cup.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, that's good. It doesn't interfere with me going to Bear Stock. That's good. In Adelaide.
When's that happening?
That's in the end of November from the 24th to the 27th in Adelaide. Mm. So if you are looking to plan something for late November, you can always look at coming over and joining me in Adelaide.
Sounds good.
But then we've got our games night in the 8th of November as well, which is the short version. And then we have, again, the games day on the 19th of November.
Are you going to keep doing...
The games night and the games day are going to continue as regular events.
Great.
Which is a good opportunity for people to be able to, if they can't make the first one, they can at least do the next month as well.
Yeah.
But we've got our den night. Our den night is going to be in November 26th.
Mm-hmm. Back at the Laird, I take it?
Back at the Laird.
Yeah.
Back at the home ground, the good old den, which is always good. And I'm looking at Nigel right now. Am I allowed to release what we are going to be doing?
What are we doing?
Is there a theme?
Yes, you are.
We are going to be doing karaoke. It's
yay!
Going to be.
So is the boys from Sydney coming down?
Oh, yes.
Yes, Shane.
Oh, yes.
Good. Yeah. I want to make sure before I said it. So Shane is going to be down hosting, hopefully.
Yes, which will be a great event. So we always have a successful karaoke event.
It would be karaoke without Shane O'Bear. So.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
And I'm practicing my Disney already. Don't worry. The repertoire is already happening.
Are you trying to audition for Aladdin, are you?
Oh, my goodness. I would so love to be Aladdin.
Yeah.
I've got the build. I really have
the
build.
You could be the genie.
I could. I've got my genie pants at home.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm wondering, Brett, is karaoke something that you do?
With Vic Bears at the lead, yes. It's something that's...
No, something you do. Something
oh,
you,
no, no,
you,
no, Brett, no, 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 no.
Brett,
okay, I've done karaoke twice. This was at a different one when we used to have us. Sonny used to host, what did we call it? Sing Stud at the Laird a few years back.
Sing Stud.
And I finally thought, okay, if I'm going to promote this, it was just starting up, and if we're going to promote it, I had better be, you know, people can't say, oh, you're promoting, but you're not singing. So I got up and I did Automatic by the Pointer Sisters.
Yay!
I spent a week with my... I love the track, but I spent the week actually learning the lyrics while I walked to the pool and things like that. Yes, I did it that time, and I was like, oh, yeah, well done. And the second time I did it, I sucked badly. I did a tandem... I did a duo with Dean Arcuri, I think.
Was that learning the lyrics or changing the lyrics?
I sing what I want, James, so...
he's the owner.
Yeah, it is what I... Yeah, just like my mum, it's like you just sing whatever you think it is, and yeah.
So, see... Now, Dean's quite a good singer. So was
he's
that,
great. Yeah,
yeah. Was that intimidating?
Yeah, that's why I sucked even badly up against him. So.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'm sure we're all going to have a great night at Berioki.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next weekend is a huge. Have we got anything else between that and the next weekend?
Not from Dead Night. No, but the
December the 2nd.
But December the 2nd. This is going to be the most amazing event ever. We are heading rural again.
We're going rural.
We're going up to the, I was going to say, the rural capital, the gay capital of Victoria, up to Dalesford.
Yeah, it's a bit boutique rural, isn't it?
It is very boutique rural.
A bit bespoke rural, yeah.
But we're heading up to Dalesford for our second major event is going to be the Beartopia, which is in its complete planning stages. We have got tickets on sale. We've got a lot of the events happening. So if you are looking for events, definitely jump onto the Vic Bear Facebook page, and you can certainly find a link out to our Simple Ticks to buy all your Beartopia event passes and everything as well.
So what's happening at the event? What are the events at Beartopia?
Yeah, so we have actually been lucky to secure the Dalesford Hotel in the centre of town as our main point for the weekend, where we're going to be having our the den and the bear garden. We've got a nice little space there that's just for us to be able to use. But then we are actually on the Friday night when everyone sort of gets there, come down to the hotel because we will be able to go upstairs. We're having a bit of an opening party, but we are having sunset bears, they've called it, to start the actual evening until everyone gets there and watch the sunset fall over Dalesford, which will be nice, to then have our opening party from 8 o'clock that night.
I do think it's great that if you're listening to us from regional Victoria, what a great opportunity to come to Dalesford.
Yeah,
it's not just everyone going from Melbourne to Dalesford. It's people coming from, I guess, Mildura or
Ballarat, Bendigo, all those places.
But it's even we've got amazing interest from interstate as well, which is great. Like a few of us have been up in Brisbane, and the amount of talk in Brisbane from a lot of even the New South Wales, the Western Australian, the South Australian, and the Queensland bear communities and the communities.
Yeah, I've got a friend from Queensland coming down. So,
it's going to be big. So if you haven't got your accommodation in Dalesford, definitely jump onto it, because we know that it's going to be a massive weekend, because there's quite a few events run with Chill Out as well as ourselves, which is going to be going through and creating a major weekend for everyone.
What a coup joining up with Chill Out. That's fantastic.
And there's also another event going on in Dalesford that weekend, the Highland Gathering, which is a traditional weekend. So
oh, wow. So there'll be men walking around in kilts.
Absolutely.
Yes. If that doesn't get a few bears there, I don't know what will.
I don't know. So what else have we got at Beartopia? What's some of the other things that's going to be happening?
So on the Saturday, we do actually, Chill Out's having their bake-off up in Dalesford, which we are going to be having an entrant into the bake-off at this stage. But as I said, if you do want to enter as well, keep an eye out on their website, because they have got a lot of information how you can enter yourself.
Do you mean enter as a cake? Or
do you want to be a cake, Brett?
Cover your in frosting.
Can we cover me in frosting? I'm not sure.
Should we say who our entrant is?
Oh, look, I'm pretty sure everyone
knows.
We'll
keep that a surprise. That's a surprise. Big surprise, that one.
We have the upper hand.
Tell us.
Our own Mr. Australasia Bear 2016.
Oh, who happens to... I wonder what his job is. Oh, pastry chef. Oh, hello.
Yeah. He knows a thing about doing a batch of scones, I reckon.
Exactly.
But we do actually have our big event, which is the Country Bear Party on the Saturday night. It's going to be a great venue. We are having it at the Old Hepburn Springs Hotel.
Oh, fantastic.
So we are going to be running a bus out there as well, so people who can go to the actual bear garden and also the den to start with, have a couple of meal or whatever they want to have there, and they can head out to the... We can take them out to the actual Old Hepburn as well, which would be great.
Fantastic.
And
it's
then the Sunday...
Bear bus.
It is going to be Bear Bus, which is... That's a good name for it.
Bear Bus, of course.
We can change the lyrics to the actual Venga Boys, so it'd be fantastic. I got in there before Brett did. Yes.
Bear Bus is coming. Stop it.
But then the Sunday, we do actually have, in conjunction with Chill Out, we have got the
the Sexy Santa Run, or Sexy Santa Pub Crawl, they call it.
Ooh, and there'll be a lot of Santas up there.
There will be a lot of Santas in red. And we also do have, to wrap it up, we are going to be having a lunch at the Dalesford, which Anne-Marie has been absolutely lovely in organising, using all the local produce from around the Dalesford area. So it is about being local and supporting the Dalesford community, a community as much as we possibly can as well. So there'll be produce for sale, but you also can go in there and actually have an afternoon. If you're not up for the run, you can certainly have an afternoon sitting down and having an absolutely amazing feast.
Fantastic. So we've covered a fair amount of events for October, November and December. So Cam, tell me, if I wanted to find out more about the Vic Bears events, where do I go?
Vic Bears on Facebook is going to be the actual main point. We've got all our event pages up on there. You can also head up over to our Instagram account. We've also got social media. Basically, social media is going to be the biggest point and the easiest way for you to get on there as well.
So stay connected. And Mr. Brett Latcham, tell me all about, how do I find out more about what's going on at the Laird?
The Laird itself, you can go to lairdhotel.com or just Google Laird Melbourne. It'll come up.
Just turn up.
With Northside Bazaar, go to northsidebazaar.com or again, go to our webpage, the Laird webpage. There's a banner on the front. You'll get straight to it.
And
where you can also download the auction list for Saturday.
I was just going to say, the auction list has just I've posted it tonight.
I've sent it out in Laird Mail tonight as well. Also, if you get our newsletter.
All my friends have been asking me what the auction items are. You can stop asking me and go to the website.
It's in our newsletter website and it's on the Facebook event page as well.
Fantastic. So print it off, get your highlighter pen, highlight the things you want.
Yeah. Oh, I know people that do that. They highlight what they want to bid on.
Look for the ABBA Arrival plates.
On the day as well, there will be a like itemizer. This is just one big list, but on the day you can see what block they're actually in, so you can time it and go, cool, I'll head over to the Laird stage for now and come back at block B or D. Or
exactly.
Yeah. Well, thanks guys for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having us.
Lowdown helped out our bear planning. Now, Big Bear Mark, tell me, what's happening on Brekkie Bears on Monday morning?
Brekkie Bears, well, unfortunately, SJ is not with us again. She's off doing special stuff with Anna Bligh around the country.
I think we can give her permission for that.
So we will give her permission for that. So it's just myself, Luke, and, of course, Robbie will be in with Barely Believable.
From 6:30 a.m. on Monday morning?
From 6:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Lovely. 9 p.m.? 9 a.m.
It's a long show.
It's a long show.
Now, you can like The Woods on our Facebook page at The Woods on Joy 949, or follow us on Twitter on The Woods on Joy. You can catch a podcast of this show and other shows on iTunes or on joy.org.au/The Woods.
Yeah, stay tuned now for the lovely Andy and Dan on Pop Chops coming up after this.
We'll see you next week.
Wolfgar!
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.